Lisa, great to have you along for the ride as always. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
So far, so good. You know, we're enjoying the sunshine while it's out there, even though the sunshine is, at least to some degree, a little bit deceiving.
Pretty pleasant outside. Yeah. I was out there a little earlier today.
Yeah, it was. I went for a walk earlier, and I was surprised I didn't need a jacket. Probably wouldn't have hurt to have had one, but I was able to go outside and walk around for the first time, not freezing my tail off without having a jacket on. But the sunshine isn't too bad. It's a nice little change of pace after a very cloudy weekend. Well, I want to begin with something that I think a lot of folks in the area may be familiar with. It went down about 2 hours ago. Mayor Brenda celebrating the bicentennial capsule, that time capsule on Ely Square. There were a bunch of different items in that time capsule. And they're going to bury this thing, or they already have buried this thing out
of
the Ely Square.
Yes.
And it's got a bunch of stuff in there. What kinds of stuff do they bury in that time capsule?
So the question is, what do you think people would want to open in 2117 from Elyria?
I mean, see, I don't want to say pictures because you can still see pictures.
Yeah, those will be around.
Right, this will always be around. Like what? What kinds of stuff can you show me that exists from 100 years ago? Like, let's just say we were to bring something up from 1917. Yeah, I'm not really good at doing math.
Math's tough. Yeah, it's
1917, right? Let's just say that we open up a capsule from 1917. I would want to see what was like. You know, like if they had records back then, or if they had, I don't know, like what did glassware look like back then?
Okay.
You know, what did?
It's a weird thing. You want to know what people drank out of?
Yeah, because it's changed.
All right. This time capsule had a few of those things. Of course, the mayor, she put a letter to the residents of the city of Elyria that they can read in 2117. But the items that I found to be the coolest were, you know, they put fidget spinners in there, mm-hmm. which everyone knows was a hot toy this year. There was a Kindle Fire in there with a charger.
Oh, wow.
And so hopefully if they can get the thing charged up, they can see pictures and books and audiobooks and videos and things that were popular in 2017. And they put a box of Hostess Twinkies in there.
Twinkies.
Yeah, sound okay. Like. Well, the Kindle Fire, though, was that a used Kindle Fire with books and stuff on it? Or?
Yes.
Okay,
it's
all right.
It's got photos and books and audiobooks and television shows and all of these things that they have kind of saved up on this thing. They put a charger in there, too, of course, so they can get plugged up and charged. And
what a different time. I mean, obviously, they couldn't do that in 1917.
No, but I think that's really cool because with that fire, you can really kind of get a good glimpse as to how things are done today. So I do like that aspect of it because it gives you an idea as to how people watch things. It gives you an idea as to how people read books. You know, if you go back 100 years, what would they have done that would have been any kind of equivalent, right?
That's true.
Yeah, book,
maybe
magazine.
Maybe a, photo album or something. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's crazy, because between 1917, I mean, there's a lot of dead technologies I got to think.
Right.
You were talking about watching stuff. In that time, you had the VCR, the DVD player, which is almost kind of dead in itself, and now the Blu-ray player, which to me is even kind of going by the wayside with all the digital download stuff.
It pretty much has. I mean, that's why they make DVD players and Blu-ray players now with the streaming devices attached to them.
That's funny.
I mean,
and you can purchase them for dirt cheap.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when the Blu-ray player first came out and it was
it's like $1,000
yeah.
for one. Huh?
Yeah, now you can buy them for less than $100 with Wi-Fi, and you can buy them wired too. I mean, and they give you access to Amazon, and they give you access to Hulu, they give you access to Netflix, all that good stuff. But I think that would be cool 100 years from now to see how did you do it. I mean, reading the way we read books now. I mean, sometimes you don't even have to open a book to read it. You can just listen to it. So I think the fire is a pretty cool addition to that.
Yeah.
I do like that because it does give you an idea as to see. I also think, too, like in 100 years, where they look at that and say, what is this thing?
Yeah, what were they doing back then?
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, I was telling our publisher, Billy Hudnut, that on November the 14th, 2017, people will probably wonder what the newspaper is because he stuck a couple newspapers in there.
Yeah.
And I can imagine maybe the print subscription will be gone in 100 years.
It's crazy to think of.
See,
it's not so much that news will be gone. There will always be a need for news.
Sure.
But, technologies are changing and allowing people to get their news in so many different ways that they may not get this print product anymore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you already kind of see it with bills and stuff like that. I mean, who has bills sent to their house really anymore? It usually is a direct deposit type stuff.
Sure. No, I think it's interesting you mentioned that. Like, a newspaper would have been cool from 100 years ago.
Yes.
Just to see how that was structured.
Those will always be fun, though, because, I mean, you can look through and see what happened on that day and whatever edition it was. Wasn't there one from July? I seem to recall that.
They put the bicentennial tab in there that we worked on in July, and then we also put today's paper in there
today.
Interesting. Yeah, I almost think like a picture of downtown Elyria still would have been cool also. And again, to go back on what I said before, photos, I feel like you can always archive somehow, some way. But, you know, just an idea as to what it looked like November 14th, 2017. I think that would be kind of cool to dig up 100 years from now.
How do you feel about the Twinkies?
I don't know. I mean, I can go anywhere with Twinkies. Twinkies are okay.
They're not great.
They're delicious.
Well, the Twinkie is reported to have a shelf life of 100 years.
Is that true? Where is that reported from? I mean, is there a story on that somewhere we can look up
and see factual information? We won't be around in 100 years to take a bite out of that Twinkie, so maybe our grandchildren will. So.
Somehow I feel like Twinkies will still be made 100 years from now. I mean, they've been around forever, haven't they?
They have. Well, you know, and again, there are so many preservatives in those things that could last 100 years.
You can't kill the Twinkie. I believe it was even like disassembled, and the company that made them was completely gone, and someone stepped in and said, we got to save the Twinkie.
You can deep fry it and still not kill
it. That's true. A good point.
They say you could deep fry it, and it's delicious. I've never had a deep fried Twinkie, but
I believe it's good.
You've had it?
I haven't had it, but I'd believe it'd be good. I mean, what's so different? You're just adding another layer of squishy, spongy, soft material on top of what's already there.
Yeah. I believe you could deep fry anything and it'd be good.
Except pickles.
See, that's what they should
put in. Deep fried pickles are delicious.
I can't stand pickles. I love those. See, it's National Pickle Day, too. Now that you say that. So we'll have a pickle to... We'll discuss pickles later on. We've gotten ourselves into a pickle.
Yes.
Well, speaking of that, sounds like some changes are coming to utility bills for Elyria residents. The question is, how much of a change are we looking at? And it sounds like there are a couple of different utilities that are affected by this. And how long is this going to affect Elyria residents?
Well, Elyria residents in 2018 will see an increase in their sanitation rates. The rates will go up about $1 a month each month for the next 3 years. And they will also see an increase in their sewer rate, which will be an increase they're proposing of about 8%. But to offset that increase, they're proposing to keep the water rate flat for the next 2 years. Roughly 2008-2009, City Council passed a slew of ordinances to raise the water and sewer rates for the next 20 years from that date. And so now they're going to kind of revisit that because it's really hard to determine what you're going to need to keep a fund solvent when you're thinking 2018 and what you're going to need 10 years from now. And so they're thinking that you need just a little bit more because they have lots of projects, lots of water and sewer projects. The Environmental Protection Agency is really pressuring the city to come into compliance with a lot of their mandates, so they need to ramp up some of their projects.
And I would imagine that turns into a bit of a difficult discussion, especially when you throw residents into the mix also, because, look, residents don't want utility bills to go up. They don't want those rates to go up. But, I mean, obviously, look, there are going to be times where you just don't have a choice. And, I mean, you get into a position where you have no choice but to drive these rates up. You have to.
Yes, and I think that's the reason why they're trying to kind of cobble them together in a way that's maybe friendly for their residents, you know, by making the water rate flat and increasing the sewer rate as opposed to 4% for the water rate, 4% for the sewer rate. They're just proposing flat for the water rate and 8% for the sewer because they need more money in the sewer fund right now.
How often does the EPA check on the sewers? Because obviously that was a big deal in Lorain with everything that went on there and the talk of raises and then the grants that came in for that. And here in Elyria now, as you bring this up, how often does the EPA check those things out? Is that something you have to work on and fix every 5 years? Or
The EPA and the city have been in ongoing negotiations and ways to redo their sewer system. There's a lot of combined sewers in Elyria, and the EPA doesn't like how water is being discharged into the Black River and ultimately into Lake Erie. And so they've been forcing the city to make a lot of upgrades to the system. And so, you know, these negotiations are actually picking up where the city met an executive session yesterday to discuss this. The EPA really pressures cities to really come onto compliance with their mandates.
Are there any federal grants or anything that goes into something like that?
No, it's an unfunded mandate that they require the cities to comply with and just make sure that they're keeping the water clean.
Seems like we pay federal taxes. That should be something that kind of comes down that way, I feel.
Tough to disagree with that.
Just my thought process.
Yeah, that's all right. Moving along to Cascade Park. Some reconstruction going on there, and it sounds like Cascade Park getting a bit of a makeover. They took some trees away, but it sounds like they've added quite a few trees as well, 75 to be exact.
Yes, and they're going to add quite a few more. So residents in Elyria probably took notice in recent months that Cascade Park had a complete redo and a lot of the trees went missing. Actually, so many residents have spoke out about that. We've been talking about it a lot in our paper. And so the Metro Parks had to kind of do a clean sweep of the trees in certain areas to kind of make way for all of their improvements, and they're going to have a new entrance and new ways of like grading the park to make sure it's ready for residents for decades to come. So of course residents saw all the trees disappear, and the Metro Parks have promised new trees. Well, new trees came this weekend. Volunteers planted 75 trees, and they're hoping to plant 80 more in this coming year.
Oh. And when you talk about new trees, what are we talking? Are they, is this like a full-on tree here?
Yes.
Oh, wow. So
it's like a baby sapling, I
believe. Okay, all right. Then it grows into obviously a big tree. I didn't know where you kind of pick up on it or whatever, but cool.
Thought it was kind of cool, too. They were able to get volunteers to come in and help out with that process. I mean, boy, you know, planting a tree isn't always as easy as it sounds or as simple as it sounds. Mm-hmm. I mean, you need people a part of that process who have an idea as to what they're doing. I know I would have no clue. I mean, it's just not, I don't exactly have a green thumb myself, but I know that.
In elementary school, we did that one time. Did anybody else? They gave us a tree to take home, and you're supposed to plant it in your yard. Mine died like a week after. I did not have success on mine.
Well, the Lorain County Metro Parks did a lot of the legwork for the volunteers from the Elyria Rotary and Lowe's of Elyria and Dorson Corporation, so they needed people to kind of come in and just do like the final touches.
I figured they weren't just letting people sort of throw them wherever. Hey, this is a good spot for a tree.
Yeah, if they grow the way they're supposed to, and they don't become failed experiments like your elementary tree project did, you know.
I used it as second base. We had sort of a baseball field in our backyard. I was like, hey, we need a spot. That's probably why it didn't make it so well.
No, the Elyria Rotary was happy to join this project because they're going to be offering the park a centennial playground, which is an all-inclusive playground that's going to be coming to the park next year.
Very cool stuff. Well, speaking of donations, Bike Elyria just picked up a bunch of new bikes thanks to the Elyria Police Department. How many bikes exactly were donated?
You call them new. I will call them new to the Elyria Bike Center.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because these are the bikes that the police department will pick up around town. These are bikes that have been confiscated and forfeited, and these are bike pieces and parts. So there's about 50 to 100 of these bicycles at the Elyria Police Department. So now Elyria Bike Center will get these as a donation.
So some might be new.
Some potentially. Might be new.
If they happen to find one.
Yeah, some could potentially be new.
Well, the Elyria Bike Center, which is an arm of the Bike Elyria, they're aiming to make Elyria a more bike-friendly community, so they need to get more bikes into the community. And so to do that, they want to find inexpensive ways to do that, and so they get residents who, you know, only want to, you know, buy maybe a bike at maybe 40% of retail price, and they come in and they can get a bike, but they need to kind of work the bike. These are refurbished bikes they give the people, so these bike pieces and parts will really come in handy for them.
Cool stuff. Do you still ride a bike?
Do I?
Do you?
I did not have success. I dated someone who went to Bowling Green, and everybody rides bikes. At least that was my take.
At Bowling Green?
I went on a ride, though. Mm. This is the point. I thought I was still young, could hop the curb like I used to. Somehow, I mean, a wheel's round, right? It should go over a curb if you hit it. I went into the air, came down on the thing, bent the frame. That was it for the bike, and that was it for me riding bikes.
So many stories start with, I used to be able to do this.
Yeah, exactly. I shouldn't have tried that one. I thought I could still do it. Now, I was significantly younger when I last did that, but it's been a while since I've ridden a bike.
Not everybody rides bikes in Bowling Green.
People did at BG than they did at Kent. I'll say that because I was at Kent at the time.
I'm trying to think now that you mentioned that. I don't remember seeing
everyone
riding
around
bikes
town.
Back then.
I always thought it was so unique. I always thought people were on their bikes everywhere in BG.
Well, I mean, it's for the most part pretty flat, so it's an easy place to ride a bike there because you don't have many hills. So, I mean, I guess it makes sense when you think about it, but I don't remember seeing a ton of people riding bikes back then. But.
Well, hopefully you'll see a lot more people riding bikes in Elyria. Yeah. They're providing more bike lanes around the city and ways for people to connect themselves to bike trails. So maybe we'll get more people riding those bikes.
Cool stuff. Well, before we cut you loose, Lisa, what kinds of things are you working on this week and into the, well, I guess the preemptive holiday weekend? Next weekend will be the big, big holiday weekend with Thanksgiving. And then, of course, the big shopping days that follow with the Fridays and Small Business Saturday, and then, of course, you've got Cyber Monday and all that good stuff.
Well, I think the big story that's going to be coming out in tomorrow's Chronicle-Telegram is actually going to be written by Scott Mahoney. He's going to be talking with the Deputy Mayor of Safety and Security for Washington, D.C., who wants to speak to the North Ridgeville Superintendent to implore him to change his mind about canceling the 8th grade trip to Washington, D.C. If you guys have known that each year these kids take this trip to our nation's capital where they can see American government in action, and this year North Ridgeville has canceled that trip, so the mayor, deputy mayor of Washington, D.C. says, hey, our city is completely safe. Please come back.
Cool stuff. We'll
yeah.
be looking for that tomorrow
I'm
morning.
I'm intrigued to read that one. I thought that was a little premature on the polling of that trip, but I think some people might feel the same way. But I certainly can understand it. You want to keep kids safe. That's what they're trying to do, I guess.
Good stuff. Lisa, always a pleasure to have you in studio. We look forward to doing it again next week.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We'll come back after this on AM 930 WEOL.